says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those windmill boys raised. Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. And thank you for tuning in. I can tell something about all of you out there in the audience. Everybody hearing the sound of my voice, you haven't been arrested by the FBI yet. And that's how you're able to listen to this show. But I was just reading the story here. Gavin McInnes, who's a Patriot radio host, he was sitting at his microphone at, I don't listen, you know, how can you listen to everybody, all the different shows and so on, which is a good sign, by the way. There are so many scores of Patriot broadcasters, shows, websites, but he was interrupted in the middle of a broadcast, and I don't know, maybe someone out there in the audience knows, but it appears to be the FBI got into his facility there, and he said, I didn't let you in, and to whoever was accosting him, and said, and the only thing we hear from him is, can't we do this some other time? You know, I can get a lawyer. And then he walks off camera, and we never hear from him or see him again. Well, who knows? We'll find out in the next few days what the story is there. But I'll tell you, the deep state, the communists, and I'll play a little of that excellent, excellent expert on the communists, Frank Gaffney. I'll play a little audio from him in a moment. The communists are really getting desperate. And what they sense is that if Donald Trump is, well, hang on just a second. Who's talking here? What's going on, folks? This is the Donald Trump phenomenon radio show. A, B, I'm James Kelso. And it's August 26th, 2022. And we'll be live for an hour and making errors constantly, which certifies to you that this is a live program. The you get your chance to make your own errors by calling in at, you can screw up too, at 512-248-8252. So the they're getting desperate, and this is bad, you know, with people walking in arresting patriots across the country. That's not good. People rotting in jail in the D.C. jail for 2 years. That's not good. But the desperation indicates that they know the jig is up. they know that they've been smoked out. Millions of people, not just a few, millions of people are aware that communists infest our government, including the FBI. They are aware that they are going to lose their job. Then they'll be lucky if that's all that happens. They'll lose their jobs if what happens. What would freak them out? Put yourself in the shoes of the present day FBI agent. What would freak them out? The bad ones, you know, and I'm sure there are some good ones. Some good ones have gone into Ron Johnson's office. They've gone into Jim Jordan's office. They're talking to Matt Gaetz. That's good. There are actually, we know of some whistleblowers. Wonderful. So some have come forward. But anyway, so the bad ones, put yourself in their shoes. What would really make them lose their lunch? Well, the prospect of Donald Trump returning to the White House. Because they know, what do they know? If Donald Trump returns to the White House, they are fired. For sure. And that would be the best possible outcome for them. It could get worse. They could be fired and indicted for crimes, felonies, starting somewhere lower down the chain of prosecution, but going all the way up to treason. And so that they are desperate. They cannot allow Donald Trump to get elected. So they must, if you thought, remember Peter Strzok in his love notes to Lisa Page, he used to tell her, you know, don't worry, honey, he'll never get elected. We've got a backup plan. We'll get him. Well, he got elected. But Peter Strzok never lost the snicker or the smirk on his face. And I haven't seen him lately. Apparently he has surfaced. He's in, you know, corporate media. Peter Strzok is a star. There are all these guys. Andrew McCabe, they're all stars. John Brennan, you know, guy that voted for Gus Hall, Communist Party Secretary USA. Gus Hall, lifetime Communist Party member. But maybe they'll wipe the smile off their face here if Donald Trump is returned to the White House. Because Donald Trump 2.0 knows a lot that Donald Trump 1.0 didn't know. A, he knows much more. B, he has an army behind him now that is also knows much more. We know much more. We are much more determined. We are much more focused. And we're focused on the right things. We're focused on our actual enemies. So Donald Trump 2.0 is going to be a really bad experience for the communists in the U.S. They are desperate. That's why they're doing these very extreme things like raiding Mar-a-Lago. I'll play the president's voice talking about the assault on his home in just a moment. And we're also making the connection here to the Chinese Communist Party, as we have never before. Realizing, and the thing that, you know, certain people have really reached my attention, like Terry Turchi, former, all you FBI agents out there listening to my voice, do you remember Terry Turchi, the former deputy assistant director of your agency? Terry Turchi, active career from 1970 to around 2000, 30 years in the FBI, very distinguished deputy assistant director. And I think he was Deputy Assistant Director for Counterintelligence. I'm not sure about that one, but that's Peter Strzok's. That's where Peter Strzok had planted himself. Very powerful part of the FBI in terms of Communist Party activity. That's not like, you know, they're not dealing with street crime or gangs or drug dealers. very political part of the FBI. And Terry Turchie said the Chinese Communist Party has infiltrated the top of the U.S. government, including the FBI. Wow. That's not me, little old me. Who cares what I think? What do I know? I've stood in the street and looked up at the FBI building a couple of times. That's all. You know, Terry Turchie had a desk there on the seventh floor. I was a big shot in the FBI. And he says the Chinese Communist Party has penetrated your outfit. There are Chinese Communist Party operatives on the seventh floor. And then a little further down Pennsylvania Avenue, there are CCP operatives in the White House at the top, maybe including Joe Biden himself. The Biden crime family, utterly compromised by the Chinese Communist Party to the tune of billions of dollars. And how many hookers, how many honeypots, how many juicy film scenes of Hunter or Joe or anybody in that family, utterly subject to blackmail. And the way they act, committed communists. I don't think they need to be arm twisted into doing communist things. They are communists. So now let me play the president's reaction to the communists busting into his home. Let me play this right over here. I just have to remember where I am in my tabs. I'm over at truthsocial.com. And here's the president's reaction. This is today.
Well, we wouldn't have inflation. We wouldn't have the problems that we have. We'd have an economy that would be roaring. We'd have $2 gasoline or less, frankly.
And I think he's talking to Lou Dobbs, the brilliant, courageous Lou Dobbs, who was fired from Fox. Now, I don't know he's talking to Lou Dobbs. It says, The Great America Show, the president talks with Lou today. And that's got to be Lou Dobbs. Again, somebody out there in the audience in Radio Land, The Great America Show, is that the name of Lou Dobbs' current podcast or show?
And we would be dominant in energy. We wouldn't only be energy independent like we were. We would be by this time dominant. We would be the dominant energy force. It's just a disaster. The windmills are destroying, you take a look, destroying our beautiful open spaces, and our plains and our valleys, and you just look at what's happening to the country with these windmills that are so horrible. They're all made in China and Germany, by the way, but they're all made outside of the United States. It's a shame what's happened to our country. And it truly is. It's a country that's failing. It's a country in decline. And it's very sad to watch. And then they weaponize. They weaponize at a level that nobody's ever seen before. They go after political opponents at a level that nobody's ever seen before.
Well, now, that, of course, at a level never seen before, weaponizing the FBI, everything else also. I mean, every other agency, the CIA, you know, the NSA, it's all weaponized. Here's the president continuing with, I assume, Lou Dobbs today.
I did nothing wrong. And it's the exact same thing here. We were essentially attacked. We were broken into. They opened up safes. They brought safe crackers in. They brought many, many FBI agents in, all right before the midterms. And all when I have the best poll numbers I've ever had. This is a political attack on our country, and it's a disgrace. And the people understand it. The people understand it. And they could have come in, and they could have talked to us, and they could have taken whatever they needed. But instead, they raided it. They took my passports. They took things that they should have never taken with that are privileged. And it's a disgrace to our country. It really is. It's just, and it just never ends. It's the same people, the same leaks, the same, they leak to the same places, the same people doing the leaking. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. Our country's a wreck.
And of course,
I did nothing wrong.
Our country's a wreck. And that's the third day in a row that the president has said things as grim as that. Our country is a wreck. And of course, why is it the same people over and over again? Well, because the membership of the Communist Party USA isn't changing. They are the same Communist Party operatives, like Peter Strzok, like John Brennan, like Christopher Wray, like Joe Biden, like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. And if they're not Communist Party members, they are useful idiots or, what's the term? Assets. They're assets. Utterly compromised. Let me go now to somebody I highlighted yesterday, Frank Gaffney, a name I'd like you to, you know, put in your memory, Frank Gaffney. This is a man who really, he is doing excellent research. He's working with another name I'd like you to remember, the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H. The Epoch Times is an organization founded by free Chinese, by people who you'll hear Frank Gaffney talk about these people in China in just a moment. They are very new. There are a lot of them. There are many of them here in the United States. They are wonderful patriots, fighters for freedom. They love Donald Trump. They loved him during his first presidency. They are working to get him back, to return him to the White House. And the Epoch Times is big. I subscribe to the paper. I get it in my mailbox every week. It is thick. It is the best newspaper in the world, hands down. Best newspaper, thickest, best, most informative, best research, most profound, and most truthful, the Epoch Times. It's a little bit pricey to subscribe to the paper edition. I don't know what the price is for just the online edition. It's probably very reasonable. I just like the feeling of having a real newspaper in my hands, even though I can't afford it. I value this newspaper. And they have a TV channel. They have NTD TV. They have Epoch Times TV. They have a lot of things going. They have a lot of brands in the fire. I'm not sure. I haven't identified all of them, but I really enjoy everything they're putting out. It's so valuable. So you're going to listen to it a moment over here. Frank Gaffney is very closely affiliated with them. Frank Gaffney was very high in the American government and very important security level official in the Reagan administration. And what a gutsy guy this Frank Gaffney is. Let's listen to him for a minute. Here he comes. He's doing an interview with the Epoch Times. The editor of the Epoch Times will be the other voice you hear.
They were pikers.
Okay, that was Frank Gaffney's voice. I'm going to go back a little bit more. He's comparing the threat to America that Frank Gaffney dealt with in the Reagan years from Soviet Russia, and which is not Russia today. Boy, people, how do people not know this, that the USSR was demolished, that Soviet Russia, the USSR, does not exist anymore. And Russia is not the USSR. It's not run by the Communist Party. They're anti-communists who are running Russia. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Frank Gaffney.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
One step closer to free college. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The Department of Education announced another $3.9 billion in student loan cancellation yesterday. That brings Biden's student loan cancellation total to $32 billion in less than 2 years. Let's be honest, though. It's not loan forgiveness or debt cancellation. It is handouts of tax money to a privileged few. I never took a single college credit. I own my house and 3 cars, and I've never been unemployed. I have paid taxes to the federal government for 35 years. It is my money that was loaned out. Now it is my money Biden says doesn't have to be paid back. I didn't sign the loan paperwork. I didn't get the benefits of education. I shouldn't have to pay for it. This is the worst face slap to the working class that I've ever seen. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
You know that there's a man that ain't exactly clear part? That was Buffalo Springfield singing way back in the 1960s. But the, you know, the enemy thrives on making things unclear. They just slurp that up, keeping you confused, keeping you demoralized, getting your head spinning. That's part of the Bolshevik, Marxist, Communist, Saul Alinsky methodology. And they have schools. They actually train in this in, you know, institutes and summer camps. They teach each other how to do this. These are the dregs of humanity. These are the world's worst trained, the trained worst against us, the amateur best, the normal people. The good people, the trusting people, the naive people. And that's, you know, it has always been thus. The battle between good and evil, taking different names. So the let me go to one of the best, Frank Gaffney, who he does the work of making it clear to you. So that to lift the fog of confusion that the communists want to impose on you and deception. And he's penetrated through the deception of the Chinese Communist Party. Now, remember, no aspersions here on the Chinese people. They are more oppressed by the Chinese Communist Party than anybody in the world. And they have the biggest reason to overthrow the Chinese Communist Party. And it may be that that it will be the Chinese who actually save us from these evil monsters sitting atop 1.3 billion slaves with a military that is now a match for our own. Maybe an overmatch.
Here's the thing. You made the comparison to the Soviet Union. I started with this riff about, you know, the Soviet threat and what Reagan did in response to it, that was such a departure from what had been done by Nixon and Ford before him and Carter, which was, just see what we could do to make the best deal with them that we possibly could, because they were the rising power, Kissinger and, you know, Graham Allison and these likes had claimed that, no, we had no choice but to submit. They were pikers, the Soviets, compared to the Chinese Communist Party. The threat that they represented to us, and I was there in the Pentagon at the height of the Cold War. My job was dealing with the Soviet nuclear threat. And I'm telling you, it was nothing. Nothing. Compared to what we now face in terms of the comprehensive threat, nuclear, by the way, among others, from the Chinese Communist Party.
Now, I'm going to pause him right there. If you could let that, if you take away one thing, one thought from today's show, that's it. And that's from Frank Gaffney. He's got a new publication out that you want to get your hands on, entitled The CCP at War with America. And if you're watching the Steve Bannon show, which I hope you are, Steve Bannon is on to all of this. And he communicates with Frank Gaffney constantly on the air. You'll hear there's a theme song. If you're a Steve Bannon aficionado, there's a theme song. You'll see a Chinese gentleman, very dignified looking fellow, smoking a cigar on the deck of a yacht. And also overlooking another shot from a balcony overlooking New York City. And I think it's New York City. My birthplace, I should know. I better look more carefully next time. And it's they're singing a song about fighting the CCP. You'll see it constantly in the song. If you're having trouble understanding the lyrics, look it up. They're the wonderful lyrics. Somebody wrote a song about fighting the CCP. And this Chinese gentleman in the picture is a great Chinese hero, a very successful and wealthy man who is a good friend of Steve Bannon's. And he epitomizes this man. I've forgotten his name, but there are some real heroes in China. Let's listen to Frank Gaffney continuing.
And yet we have persisted in this delusion that they're not at war with us, or that, for heaven's sakes, we can continue to do business with them, we can engage with them, we can prop them up, we can enrich them, we can make them more powerful, we can make them more dangerous without any danger to ourselves. It is madness. So that's where Team B3 comes in. What we're trying to do with this report now.
He's holding up, the CCP is at war with America. Now, Americans are oblivious to this. There is as he says, an outfit that makes anybody else look like pikers who are at war with us. They want us all dead, and they want everything that you have. They want it for themselves. We'll be right back.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey, we're back, folks. And you know what? I want to make available to you a little bit of research I did. Share this with you, because if you are a Steve Bannon fan, as I am, he will be one of the most important people. He is one of the most important people in America now as a truth teller and a truth researcher and a tireless fighter for you. Steve Bannon, Stephen Kevin Bannon. He is somehow associated with this Chinese billionaire who fled China in 2014 before he was going to be disappeared by the communists, and came to America in 2015, not that long ago. I'm reading an article on him. Who knows how accurate this is, but it says he has an $82 million apartment overlooking Central Park on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And if I'm remembering that right, maybe that's the view I'm seeing in this video. But I want to play this for you. It's this song about fighting the CCP. And this is, you think this might be peripheral to you, like you're not that interested in what's going on in China and so on and so forth. No, you got to be interested. Because they're very interested, the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. That term, CCP, that has to be identified, labeled as the enemy, CCP. Now listen to this song. And this, his name, kind of an anglicized name, is Miles Guo, G-U-O. But he has a more Chinese, and I'm gonna mess it up here. Let me just say his name in more Chinese form. With my apologies, Guo Wenghui. And another one is Guo Haiyun. You can look him up. Guo Wenghui, W-E-N-G-U-I. And James out there in Vancouver can correct me on how to pronounce Guo Wenghui. But he is fighting. And get this, some nice things I'm reading up on him. He's a member of the Mar-a-Lago Golf Club. I'm liking that a lot. And I haven't read through the whole article, but he's a billionaire. And his life is obviously at risk. So he's, but let me play the song now. This is the song you hear at Steve Bannon, and it features the man you see in the picture is Miles Guo. Here he comes. It's a great tune.
Spread the word all through Hong Kong. We will fight till they're all gone. We rejoice when there's no more. Let's take down the CCP. They have all lied for too long. We will end what they do wrong. Spread the word all through Hong Kong. Let's take down the CCP. The moon is back a little longer, and you will surrender. Let the bullet fly a little longer. We will have freedom to live. We will win, you'll surrender.
We will win, you'll surrender. We will have freedom to live. This man is a giant. I apologize for not saying his name properly. Miles Guo, G-U-O. He's a giant.
Let the bullet fly a little longer.
Kind of into a refrain there of the song, but it's the Hong Kong. It's Hong Kong, and it's singing for freedom of Hong Kong, which is too late now for that. I mean, not never too late. Hong Kong, we hope, will gain freedom. The Chinese people will gain freedom. But think of it. Now, let me just see. We might have a chance to go back to. Let's see if we can. Go back to Frank Gaffney. But Frank Gaffney makes the point that the biggest threat to the Chinese Communist Party is from freedom-loving Chinese people themselves. They're terrified of their own people. And their people, and this is a point Gaffney makes that's very essential. He says, consider how the Chinese Communist Party treats the Chinese people. He says, terribly. Terribly. He said, and I'd rather have him say it, but we don't have time for me to find it on the audio here. But I'm giving it to you almost verbatim. He says, I'm not just talking about the Uyghurs, the Muslims who live in Western China. I'm not talking about the Tibetans. He says, I'm talking about just the Chinese people in general. And he said, they are treated horribly. Their living conditions are abominable. One reason they want your land, I said they want what you have. They want your blue skies. They want your green, fertile land. They don't have that. All rivers in China are sewers. All air in China, all the Chinese, it's amazing, people don't know this. The 1.3 billion people that live in China, almost all of them live in the eastern one-third of China. The western two-thirds of China is largely unpopulated. They all are crammed into the eastern third of China. You draw a straight line down from Manchuria down to, you know, Vietnam. They're in that stripe of China. And it's horrible. The soil is polluted. The soil is sterile. The water is bad. The air is unbreathable. So they look at America and they go, so I want America. We can take over America. All that water. They don't have water in China. This is one of their crises. They don't have water. And they have no clean water. They have no unpolluted water. The ocean is filthy on their shore. The stuff, the plastic and the debris and the garbage that washes up on the beaches in California, it's not from Americans. It's from China. They're polluting the world. They're burning the most unclean fuels in the world. They don't have any scrubbers on their coal furnaces. Scrubbers? That would cost money. Who needs that? You just keep sucking in those fumes. Chinamen, and that's they treat their people horribly, and they have no freedom. So what is China ripe for? China is ripe for revolution. It's ripe for what happened in the Soviet Union? It was the Russian people that overthrew the Marxists. So in Putin is the communists in America are constantly trying to convince you that Vladimir Putin is a communist and that he's running the Soviet Union still and that he's a big threat to you. He's not at all. He should be treated as our friend. And maybe we will achieve that. And that's what the bogus war in Ukraine, the Biden war in Ukraine, that's what that's all about, is to crank up a war against Putin, get as much fighting as with Putin going as possible to make the American people antagonistic to the Russian people. And that is a tragedy. The two largest, greatest white populations on earth, the Russians and the Americans. For those two clearly largest European populations to be in conflict is a catastrophe for the European civilization. And that must be ended. Donald Trump will end it. Donald Trump will usher in a golden age of great relations between Americans and Russians. We talked about this on this show way back in 2015. We were talking about this. I thought Donald Trump's the guy that could do it. He's the guy that can keep peace. He's the guy that can make America great again. He's the guy who understands we should be friends with our Russian brothers and sisters. And he will do it. And this time he will be able to do it. He won't be... they won't be able to derail him. He will just plow straight ahead. He will take no crap from anybody. And he won't, when these grifters that came around him in his first term, when they show up, he's just going to show them to the door. He'll have people like Steve Bannon. Remember, he lost Steve Bannon as a sidekick. Steve Bannon will be back. Peter Navarro will be back. Stephen Miller will be back. The great ones of the first administration. And hey, how about how does he say his name? Mr. Guo. He'll be back. And let's see here. Let me go to the president's website here. I'm kind of waxing rhapsodic about how wonderful, you know, that Dickens introduction to A Tale of Two Cities, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. I mean, how prophetically fitting for our time, the things that are possible right now that our people could achieve with the Russian people who are free of the Marxists now. This is a friendship that should have blossomed. But the Marxists in America don't want that to occur. They are very resentful that Russia escaped their clutches. So they've shifted their operations to America and the European Union. And their big buddy now is the CCP. These people are insane. These people are self-destructive. They're evil. They do not have the normal instinct of survival and of peace that a normal person has, of well-being and well-wishing. They are evil. They hate you because you're a man or woman of peace and you are kindly. They hate you for that. They always have. Long before there was an America, before the Middle Ages, the dawn of history, good and evil have hated. Evil has hated good. Good has been a thumb-sucking mark for evil from the beginning. Once in a while, we get somebody like Donald Trump who can rally us to defend ourselves. Oh, remember the quote from Donald Trump in Krasinski Square in Warsaw? In 2017, he said, the question is, do we have the will to defend Western civilization? That's it. That is the question. Donald Trump has the will. He's asking us, do we have the will to defend Western civilization? And, of course, civilization itself, Miles Guo, in his song about the CCP, he's asking the Chinese people, do we have the will to defend Chinese civilization, the great Chinese civilization? When you look up the TV stations at the Epoch Times, one of them is called NTD, which is, what is NTD? That was a mystery to me. It stands for New Tang Dynasty. What is that? The New Tang Dynasty is these Chinese folks harking back to making China great again. They're remembering the Tang Dynasty of China, which was, I think, approximately 600 to 900 AD. So I think 600 to 900 AD. And in that Tang Dynasty, China flourished. It was a great nation. They had peace. They had prosperity. They had great culture in the Tang Dynasty. And so these make China great again people, they look back not a few hundred years as we do, they look back a couple thousand years and almost to the Tang Dynasty. But that's something, and that's interesting, that's something that Donald Trump has definitely tapped into, is that the great motivating cause that rallies all good people is freedom. Everybody, the good people of every people want freedom. And they have the same eternal battle with the worst in their culture, their worst people. You know, so they have to deal with their own Pol Pots and their own Idi Amin's with refrigerators in which he has body parts for delectation that he would snack on. Idi Amin, the dictator of Uganda, would snack on the body parts of his enemies who had been butchered and packaged for his enjoyment. So, Pol Pot in Cambodia, if you wore glasses, you were a dead man in Cambodia because that meant you knew how to read. If you had glasses, so you were killed. You said, well, why are you killing? Why are you cutting my throat? Well, you have glasses. Well, you have glasses. In other words, you can read. We hate you because you have a mind and you can think. We want you dead. We want slaves. We just want people on their knees. It's always been this way. And now, and we're experiencing it now in America. the FBI acting as the goons, Pol Pot's goons, operating out of the seventh floor of the FBI. The same moral caliber of people. Oh, let's go to Wayne in Texas. Wayne, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, James. Thanks for taking the call. And hey, I thought I'd call in because I think you did a real nice job yesterday of laying out how Trump is getting set up to take the fall for a lot of the COVID vax.
Wayne, the rest of the show is yours. But folks, oh yeah, oh, slipped my mind yesterday. I do this all the time, Wayne. I build up to my point, and then I never get to my point. My point yesterday, folks, was this. They're setting Trump up to take the blame for this screwy, destructive, toxic vaccine. Don't buy into that, folks. Don't join them. Donald Trump is not responsible for the vaccine. Now, he made a mistake, a huge mistake, and Wayne Allen Root has pointed this out. He said, Donald, I love you, brother. Donald, read up on this. Find out about the toxic vaccine. Donald Trump didn't. I don't believe he did his homework soon enough. I think he has now, because you're not hearing him talk about the vaccine, or you'll never hear the words Operation Warp Speed come through his lips again. Donald Trump didn't get it that the animals, the goons, the monsters of the American medical establishment foisted a toxic bioweapon vaccine on him. He trusted them. He made the mistake that all of us naive good people do. We don't understand the depth of evil of other people. It was not in Donald Trump's normal scope of thinking to think that the top doctors in Washington, D.C. were going to kill hundreds of thousands of Americans deliberately. It's kind of unimaginable. So he got suckered. Now, folks, you can say all you want. Well, he should have jumped up and down and said, this is a toxic vaccine. I don't trust this vaccine, blah, blah, blah. No, that wasn't going to work either. He really had no real good choices. But don't buy into this. You will. Now, Wayne is making a point, and I'll let him have the rest of the show. He's making a point here that Donald Trump, they're going to try to split you, all you patriots out there hearing Wayne and my voice, they're going to try to split you away from Donald Trump by saying he is responsible for the toxic bioweapon vaccine. He is not. Go ahead, Wayne.
Okay. Yeah, to make a couple points here. I think we're going to start seeing is some media stories about how Trump was ignorant or Trump was very lax days ago in doing his homework. And we're going to start probably hearing clips of people like Kamala Harris, Cuomo, maybe even Biden and others who were saying, they would not trust Trump with the shot. And I think that was where the setup comes in, where they'll be playing these old clips and people will start hearing, oh, yeah, well, they were trying to warn us, but Trump pushed through his warp speed. And I would say they're going to probably add in a lot of the facts that they've been hiding, like how many dead, how many permanently disabled, that sort of thing. I believe it's going to continue. And this is going to happen, I think, probably starting very soon for the election time. So some of the people that would be hoping Trump would back them are going to start getting away. They're going to back off of him and maybe cause some division. So we'll see how that plays out. But here's what I was calling about is if Trump was smart, here's how he would counter it. He would put the blame on Pence. If I recall correctly, Mike Pence brought in Birx and Fauci. And, you know, Trump is a delegator. So he had so many things on his plate, and I think he really didn't have time to focus on everything. But he trusted Pence. He brings those two, jokers in. And all of a sudden, he's hearing about possibly 2 million people dying. I swear to God, we heard that early on, that was the projection, prediction if things didn't work out. So I kind of feel like Trump can, number one, make Pence the fall guy, which I believe he is. But Trump does have to admit he was lied to, and being the delegator, he depended on someone who totally failed him.
Here's something he can do on September 3rd, which is Saturday after tomorrow, at the big rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. I hope that Trump takes that opportunity to get ahead on this, and for the first time broach the concept to his army that he got lied to about the vaccine. He was lied to left and right, lie after lie after lie, and he did not have, nor would any of us, unless you're an epidemiologist or a virologist out there, you would not have the understanding to see through the lie that was given, that was dished to Donald Trump. He needs to put that out there, that I was lied to about the vaccine, and this is going to be hard for him to say. He's gonna have to say it looks like the vaccine, that the same nasty people that have done all these other nasty things to us, the CCP, who launched the bioweapon from the Wuhan lab with financing and help from Anthony Fauci and Debbie Birx, those same people gave us the vaccine. I trusted them. I didn't believe it possible that doctors could be inhumane and could be murderers. I didn't believe that that was possible. He won't be able to say it this way, but he has to find, he's a genius, find some way to separate himself from the bioweapon vaccine, to distance himself from it and make it clear. He did not sit in up late at night with Petri dishes developing cultures of viruses, and he did not develop a vaccine. He's the president, and you're right. He did make Mike Pence the head of the COVID task force with right under Mike Pence, Anthony Fauci, and Debbie Birx. But I don't know if going after Mike Pence is a turd. There's no question about that. But I don't think the American people understand that well enough. I think just forget about Pence. He's going to fade into history. He's going to fade out of view. Just make it clear. I was lied to. You and Trump is wonderful at identifying with the people, with us. You say, I like you, Mr. and Mrs. America out there. You were lied to. They told you they tried to order you to take the vaccine. They assured you the vaccine was, the greatest thing since sliced bread. They were lying to you. They were also lying to me. And I, like you, this is a line that would work with America, I think. I, Donald Trump, like you, Mr. and Mrs. America, I got fooled. I was fooled. It's hard for him to say that. But I think he can do. He must do that. He cannot go down with the vaccine. He cannot let the communists take him down with their vaccine.
Yeah, and he needs to bring in Tucker, Alex Jones, and Hannity, and the rest to kind of back up that story. How exactly. We were lied to, the whole American public right. Was. So.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, James.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about that Monday. Thank you, Wayne. That's a great thought to end the show. See you all on Monday.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.